is absolutely incredible. The guy that made the entrance, I mean, that blew everybody away, was Tony Curtis. You came in, I think you had a huge white cowboy hat on.
A cowboy hat.
And
right.
You had a blonde on your arm, and I went, man, after all these years, look at the entrance Tony Curtis makes. You still, I mean, after all these years, you are still able to walk into a room. There are people that have that quality, and you have it.
I'm happy you should say that.
Well, it's true.
I love it. For me, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's cool.
See,
cool.
People look at me and like me and me like them. You know, there are no boundaries. I never come in with bodyguards. I don't come with anything. All I wear is my big cowboy hat and that beautiful blonde on my arm.
I want to ask you a personal question.
You don't need any more protection than that.
There you go. I'll ask you another personal question that I know that I know you used to hang around with Marilyn Monroe.
I did.
Did you ever go there?
I did.
Oh, God.
It was there in 1949.
Oh, wow. And how great was
Marilyn
that?
Marilyn and I was 23. She was just turning 21.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I was on the contract to Universal. And she was trying to get the contract there. So we met very early. I had a dinky car, a green Buick with Dynaflow Drive convertible. And I picked her up at the studio one day and drove her into Hollywood. She was then staying in a hotel. And we started to go to see each other. We went together for about 6 months.
Wow.
It was unique.
Wow.
Listen, I had a lot of girls I went with during that period of time.
Sure.
And I needed, what I needed then, and I'm being very frank with you, I needed the experience of being with a woman.
Right.
You know, from the time you're 18 to 23, you'll give it away.
Well, I got to say, Marilyn Monroe is a pretty good choice to learn with.
Yeah, well, and the same with girls. You've got to be with somebody your own age. You've got to feel out what it's like to be with a man or with a woman. So those early years were really very appealing for both of us. We both knew we would never really end up with each other, but we both had a feeling we could be successful in the profession.
Wow. Do you have
that's
one?
What happened from 49 to almost 50, and then she started working at 20th Century Fox, and we didn't separate. We never lived together, but we certainly were together.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man, Tony.
And we ran across each other over the years, and then when we did Some Like It Hot, we were already very comfortable with each other, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, I love that honesty. Thank you, Tony.
You know,
at that time, Marilyn was already having some emotional troubles. So.
Right.
And that's a shame. She was a beautiful woman.
You know, I think you're very honest and very frank about your relationship with women. Outside of Marilyn Monroe, would there be any? I'm sure there are many women that you dated.
Well, I had love affairs with every one of my leading ladies except one.
Which one?
Who's the only one?
Jack Lemmon.
So really, you would go back.
I didn't miss anybody.
You would go back and look at a filmography of Tony Curtis and look at your leading ladies,
yes.
And we would know that
you would always have an idea. Yes. So, but you know, that's I'm not telling you guys this because I'm a ladies' man or a men's man or anything else.
But you are.
I enjoy the company of women.
Yeah, who doesn't?
They are delicate, sweet, very pleasant to be around. it's just.
All right, hold on. Then I am now remembering. Let me ask you one. The movie The Great Race.
Yes. Natalie Wood.
Natalie, is she on the list?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, wow.
Tony.
In a lifetime, the average guy. My God.
Natalie Wood.
I mean, an average guy goes through 15 towels.
15 towels. You're absolutely right about that.
Wow.
Natalie Wood and Marilyn Monroe. But, you know, what can you say? I mean, that's amazing.
Let me tell you, my dear friends, we don't know each other, but I'm telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm. No, and we believe.
Some of the most beautiful women I ever was with were girls that never made it in the movies. They were trying to make it, that couldn't make it. Waitresses, girls that worked in stationery stores, all, you know, from all of the area. For me, I'm one of those proud heterosexuals.
There you go,
Tony.
You know,
do you know how?
And I see no reason why I could not and cannot enjoy the pleasures of that.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Do you?
I want to encourage all guys to go out and do it.
Do you have to take Viagra
Don't
now?
Wait for mother.
Do you have to take Viagra now?
No. Viagra takes me.
Yeah. God, the girl up and be like Tony line. Curtis. Are you in a smoking jacket right now with an ascot?
No. No, not quite.
Oh, man.
Because that's how I picture you. Man,
yeah, well, let's change that now. It's got to be a white linen jacket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
White linen.
White linen.
Right?
Yeah.
And a pair of, let us say, dark blue or even black trousers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's for late afternoons. Evenings, it's got to be an Armani suit.
An Armani suit?
Yeah, Armani or your life.
Okay, very good. That's it. And I wish I could fit in one.
Open shirt.
Right.
Open outside the collar.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a cowboy hat, get one.
That's what he was wearing when I saw him. It was fantastic.
Also get some beautiful pairs of low-lying boots now with a couple of inch heels and give that Cuban heel.
Oh, the Cuban, little Latin thing.
Forget
huh?
it, guys.
All right, fantastic.
You'll pick up Armenian chickens.
Who knew? Who knew that we would get this cornucopia? The great Tony Curtis.
I didn't know that Tony would enjoy talking about sex so much.
It's my life.
And
it's all our lives.
There you go. Yeah,
why people
good.
Hide from it and act as if there's something sinful about that experience.
We should celebrate it.
Well, listen, all of us do.
Yes.
None of us. There isn't anybody, you, me, or whoever is listening now, who did not at the time of 4, 5, 9, 8... have a feeling of such extraordinary joy that they thought that God was forgiving them for taking care of their kid brother.
Really?
4, 5, 9, 8, yeah, amen.
Whatever age you were, you'll never forget that first experience.
No. Yes, of course. I agree. I think that's true.
And you didn't need anybody.
That's right.
Absolutely, that's right. You were there by yourself.
And women.
And still don't.
So why do we, even fool around or play naive.
Mm-hmm.
Just be good. Just be careful. And you've got to always be a gentleman.
Yes.
You know?
Tony, how have you avoided... Let me ask you a real personal question.
Yeah.
Do you wear rubbers?
No.
You don't?
I'm married to a beautiful woman.
Right.
And our relationship is such that any artifacts is not necessary.
All right. Very good. Okay.
Before you married, when you were playing the field...
Yes.
Back in the day, even
would you,
you had to be careful.
Would you use protection then?
Yes, one had to be very, very careful.
Sure,
be careful.
And depending on who you know, it isn't a guy walks down the street, sees somebody, says, "Hey, come on, baby," and she would be the recipient, or she would be the one carrying something.
Right.
Everybody carries it.
Okay.
Whatever the disease may be, if there is any.
Gotcha.
So you've just had to be careful. I mean, you're not going to drive your car without gas.
Right.
You know, it's too bad we're not going to be able to actually meet Tony for this.
Someday I hope we have the pleasure. I truly do.
I tell you, one day when I grow up, I want to be Tony Curtis.
I've heard people say that before, and they're happy people that make a comment like that.
Now, Tony, we do want to ask if you would be nice enough to take our sex quiz that all the celebrities take.
All celebrities on this show take the sex quiz, obviously.
I shall.
From your candor, I don't think you'll have any problem with that.
And let me mention... the great Tony Curtis in the classic Some Like It Hot here in D.C. at Wolf Trap, August 27th through September 1st. You go to the website at thehotmusical.info. Okay, that's where you go.
Very good.
Tony Curtis was in this movie with Jack Lemmon, and they dressed like women. And it was back in the day, and there had never been a movie like it.
Yeah, and it really is still to this day. You know, up there, it's up there with the classics like Casablanca.
You know, the American Film Institute voted it the funniest movie of this century.
And it still holds up. It's a good movie to go rent and go check it out.
End up in a movie like that.
I mean, if you're one of those guys who saw Dustin Hoffman dress up, you know, in
Texas. He looked ugly.
Yeah, right. A pale imitation.
Nobody'd go after her.
That's right. Yeah. All right, here we go. Tony Curtis. The legendary Tony Curtis, the 13-question Donna Mike sex quiz. Here we go. Tony, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
That's the first question.
Have you ever had sex while a woman was menstruating?
No.
Yes. Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Did I ever make love to my parents?
No. Have you ever made love in their home?
No.
Oh, sorry. That's a no. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Say that again?
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Tony Curtis, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Not necessarily.
I think we have to put him down for a yes on that one. Yeah.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No. Tony, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
In the no-no?
Yeah, the, you know, the...
No.
No?
No, no.
No. Good man, Tony. That's where food comes out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Tony, I'm with you. That's an exit, not an entrance.
There you go.
Tony, have you J-O'd yet today?
What time is it?
That would be a no. He just got up.
Have you ever had sex in a car, of course?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And the final question.
And this is an important question for you, Tony, because, you know, it really applies to somebody with your illustrious career. So think carefully about this.
As open and honest as you are, round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Let's see. It's 4,000 a month. I'm now, that's 12 months would be 40,000. I'm joking, of course.
Of course you are.
Wait, let me just see, in the hundreds, thousands?
Or tens of thousands?
No, I would imagine it's in the thousands.
Thousands.
Wow. It could be.
It could
all
be.
All right.
Does that include up until now?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You want a nice even number of 1,500?
I don't want to exaggerate and make like I'm a great lover.
You want 1,000?
1,000?
Well, yeah, maybe right in there.
1,000. There we go. Tony Curtis, ladies and gentlemen.
We have our answer. We're walking on air.
How did Mr. Curtis do there, Buzz? Tony Curtis sets his own standard. He had 6 yes answers and over 1,000 partners. Congratulations, Tony Curtis. What a very impressive result on this.
Do I get a medal or a cup or something?
We'll send you some Viagra. That's what we'll send.
No, I do. I've got friends I could give it to.
Good. The great, great, great Tony Curtis.
Yes.
Some Like It Hot, touring through America, now in Dallas, in D.C. at Wolf Trap, August 27th through September 1st.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
And goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's a character. That is funny. That is, I mean, just, yeah, Marilyn, and just matter of fact, and man, Natalie Wood and Marilyn Monroe.
Did you ever go there? Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes.
Man, she's beautiful.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what
a life.
That's all you need to do is just mention those two women. I mean,
what a life.
Oh, my God.
Answered the question right away about his daughter.
You know, and the woman
having male genitalia.
And he's still doing it because he walks into the, you know, the fight with this woman that was like 25.
The only question now that I'm thinking I wish I would have asked him was one of the women that he said he banged Natalie Wood. Elvis said Natalie Wood had bad feminine odor.
Right.
And that's the only thing I wish I would have asked him.
But get the film. Do we have a filmography? Do we have a filmography of Tony Curtis? Because you could go through all of his movies that he made, and you could go down the list. He said
he banged everybody.
Every co-star except for
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon. So that meant every leading lady he had. I think he was with Elizabeth Taylor.
He banged.
Wasn't he in a movie with Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Well, it was back in the day. Well, of course it was back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, when she was really young. But you got to realize when he made as many movies as he did, and he's just, they got to love that, too, the leading ladies. Every single leading lady I had, I banged. I banged, I touched, I felt.
An Armani suit.
Armani suit.
Boots. Boots with Cuban heels.
Cuban heels. Linen in the afternoon. Linen in the afternoon.
And the cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. This list of movies he's made, his filmography, it's a mile long. There are a million movies on this list.
Okay.
It's hard to know where to start. You want me to start most recent or work
backwards? Well, no, I mean, you got the leading ladies on there?
No, I just have the list of movies. I can go to each movie and see who the leading lady was on any particular.
Try it, Buzz.
All right. Let's see. Here's one called Sex on the Run, 1981. You want something more classic?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Okay, that's a good one. Who was the leading lady in that?
All right, that 1975 film featured. We're waiting for the page to turn here. Don't you love the pop-up ads? Here it is. It's
I thought we had a book.
Hold on,
Kate Nelligan is the only female lead mentioned in that.
But you know, some of the most attractive women never made it in Hollywood. They worked in stationery stores. Waitresses.
Waitresses.
Waitresses over there.
More coming right here. Sex and the Single Girl had Natalie Wood.
Right.
And Lauren Bacall.
Let me see.
You know, the most beautiful women, some of them were actually stationery store workers. Women that worked on the monorail at Disney World.
What about Operation Petticoat?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the Navy one, right?
Yeah.
But that'd be an obscure.
Hold on.
Female.
Yeah, it was mostly men.
It would have to be the ones with his leading ladies, the ladies that involved themselves with him in the romantic comedy.
Unless he slept with Cary Grant.
Cary Grant. He sounds a little bit like Cary Grant.
I think that's by design.
I believe it was
Janet
also.
Lee was his leading lady.
Janet Lee, the mother of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right, in Houdini. That's apparently where he met her.
All right.
You go back to we're tracing this to see if we find any others.
I'm working the
women that worked at
now
the bus station.
I hope not. What? He was in a movie called... Meet Danny Wilson.
Shelley Winters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he slept with Shelley Winters. I guarantee it.
Everybody did.
No, but Shelley Winters, when she came up, when she was young, was not the big fat load from Poseidon Adventure.
See you.
Oh, yes, I did her when she was fat and when she was this.
Like banging Rosie.
In The Great Race, he worked with Vivian Vance.
Hello. She wasn't the leading lady, though. That was Natalie Wood.
She was lovely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you guys didn't catch the biography last night?
On who?
Tony Curtis.
Uh-oh. What was it on? Biography?
On A&E. Biography.
No, I didn't see it.
What did they say about him?
Oh, well, they just chronicled his whole life. That blonde that you saw him with, Mike, was probably his current wife, although I'm surprised he didn't say it. She is a hottie. When he was about 60, he hooked up with her, and she was at that time about 25.
All right.
So that's probably who you saw him with. But yes,
she
I thought
lovely.
About you guys, man. I thought you would have caught that last night.
No, I didn't see it.
Did she work at a stationery store?
Not in my show. Waitresses.
Waitresses. Women you meet on the street. Even if a woman is driving a taxi cab.
Not in my show. Oh, the other part of that was weird.
No.
Whatever it is that God gave you the gift. 8, 9, 4, 5.
He had a couple of those, you know, only in Hollywood statements that were from, you know, the planet Venus.
8, 9, 4, 5.
I'm deciding I'm going to say something that makes no sense whatsoever.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think that Tony co-starred with Gina Lola Brigida in Trapeze, along with Burt Lancaster.
Gina Lola Brigida, another piece of ass in her day.
Gina Lola Bricks.
Did he ever do a movie with Sophia Loren?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, good morning, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Video Joe calling from Seattle. You guys missed the ultimate question to ask him about who he banged.
Why?
Well, he did an episode of The Flintstones, so I'm wondering if he tried to do Wilma or Betty.
Okay. Bye.
It wasn't funny, huh?
No, not that.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Video Joe.
Calling about a cameo appearance that Tony Curtis made in about 75, a movie called Exactly None.
Who was in it?
I don't know the head people, but it was just like a walk-on, and he just appeared like on the side of the street. Hailing a cab.
Well, we're trying to find movies with leading ladies he banged that we would have known.
Because if we can't find any right now, we're going to have to go to the stationery store.
Or perhaps to the diner.
I'm looking for some new business cards. Would you F me? Would you F me long and hard?
Do you like my Cuban heels?
I'm wearing a linen jacket. I am Tony Curtis. I'm wearing a cowboy hat. This is lovely, lovely stationery.
And the night's Armani.
I will buy a pen from you, and we will sleep together.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would have banged anything that was breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, who can blame him?
That's right.
Who can blame him? What do you got there, Rob?
The leading lady in Spartacus was Gene Simmons. Not the one from Kiss, but right. She was a piece in the day, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he made a lot of guy movies.
He did.
Problem,
he
as
did.
I'm looking
that's right.
into it.
Spartacus.
Hello. You know where guys were.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I think it was like 1995,
Yeah.
Tony Curtis did a movie with Kathy Ireland. It was a TV movie. It was a Bandit series, is what it's called, with Brian Bloom.
I wonder if that counts.
I wonder.
No.
What year was that, you figure?
95?
95, yeah. Kathy Ireland, piece of ass.
Oh, she's
I got that movie on tape. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, she's grown old.
Hey, I bet he probably had her.
She was lovely, and I wonder if she ever worked in a stationery store. I'm sorry, there's certain things that hang with me.
The sex, back when I was 8, 9, 5, 4.
I will look at her, I look at her like a woman. I don't say those are her shoulders or her mother's.
Yeah.
But
I ask if Jamie Lee has a penis and a scrotum, and right. I get the whole big, when I look at her.
When I look at her.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Dot.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice how quickly he denied ever having a homosexual experience?
Well, I don't think he denied it. I think it was just like he was matter-of-fact about it. I didn't think he was trying to hide anything.
Yeah, and that was one of my questions going in, if he was bi, but I just want to say, if he's bi, he sure is hiding it, because as soon as he came with that Marilyn Monroe pull, right away I said, did you ever get that? Immediately he said, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was cool. But remember the Spartacus scene? Isn't that him and whatchamacallit?
But I don't think Kirk Douglas is a fag.
No way. Don't you think Spartacus, though, is more the way the people react to the movie than the movie characters themselves? It's like, Billy, would you like to come up for Spartacus?
1955, he co-starred in The Purple Mask with Angela Lansbury.
I think
she was old then.
Nobody tell me in the day she was a piece of ass.
No, there's no way. I saw her when she was younger.
She
was not attractive.
In a stationery store?
She was in a stationery store. I said, if I buy this tiny stuffed bear from you with a heart on its chest, may I bag you?
A beanie baby.
This is great. I'm getting a get well card for a friend. May we sleep together?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
He didn't happen to do any of the little kids in Bad News Bears Go to Japan, did he?
Stop it.
I hope.
All right. This is all there.
All right. Goodbye.
9.
Well, listen, that's right. 8, 9,
We will 4. We will check the Tony Curtis filmography and find out if there are any other stars that he may have bedded.
Whenever God gave you the instinct to get to... What was he talking about? Getting your jerk on?
I don't know. And then when he said the first experience, I went, yes. And then he meant, I guess, the first time you were...
Yourself.
Right. Aware sexually.
8, 9, 5, 4.
Whatever. In a stationery store.
Cowboy hat.
I'm Stony Curtis.
And at night, it's Armani or nothing.
Absolutely. And then kick off your Cuban heels and bang the lady from the Hallmark shop.
What a great, great guest he was.
He was fun.
Tony Curtis, everybody. Loved him. Okay, we got a break. Thank you, Tony. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at it. I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob.
Please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2 o'clock. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Providing a daily 4-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm surprised y'all took the call. I'm trying to get a hold of y'all for a while to say I was right.
About what?
Well, we talked almost 2 years ago before y'all went up to New York.
Hey, listen, you got some real balls on you. Why'd you lie to our screener?
Do what?
Why'd you lie to the screener?
Oh, not to tell him the truth.
Why did you lie to the screener?
Hey, I've tried to call the screener and tell him.
Why did you lie? Why did you lie?
I won't put somebody on the air if they want to tell you something.
Why did you lie?
To get on the air and tell you because you're.
Let me tell you before. Hold on a second before you go on. I will tell you that we have an agreement in place where we can't talk about certain things. We actually. That's it. I know.
I don't care.
That's the thing we signed. We're defenseless on that. We are defenseless on that, and we can't say anything about that.
But so. I just want to tell you, you suck ass.
There you go. All right, and you know what? We just had incredible ratings in Philadelphia and incredible ratings in Washington, D.C., and we're very happy with that, and that is terrific, and we are very happy. And we will also...
You're a pimple on our ass.
And we will also be back on in New York. We're very excited about that prospect, too.
But you get an AM station?
What station are you on?
One that has very weak signals that you can't even get up in Frederick.
What do you listen to us on?
No, I meant...
You mean you're on a radio station?
No, I meant, you know, you're here cutting us an a-hole, and when Mike said we'll be back on in New York, and you said one on an AM station, I was wondering, what station are you on? I mean, not our show, but what station are you on?
Oh, I don't have a radio show.
No. Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, you don't?
So
you don't have a radio show?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, we're just coming off of 2 weeks where... Are we disappointed about the New York situation? Absolutely. Are we happy about Philadelphia? Absolutely. And are we happy about Washington, D.C.? It's great. And we're very, very, very happy about...
You're just a gutless little punk that wants to call to get us in some stupid, meaningless fight.
And you know, we couldn't fight with you because we got hands tied behind our backs. We can't do it.
Well, the people who took your spot are kicking your ass.
No, the people who took our spot, whoever that might be you're talking about, are not kicking our asses.
Well, they're going to, totally blow whatever you did in that afternoon drive away.
Uh-huh. And how many years do you think?
I don't think it's going to take them long enough.
Really? It's been a year already. It's been a year.
They've got number one, 18.
Nope. 18 what?
18 what, 45?
And you know that how?
Oh, they just went over their...
Uh-huh. Did they give you actual... whoever these people are you're talking about, did they give you actual ratings information?
Oh, they talk about the ratings.
Did they give you the numbers?
I can't remember.
Right.
Yeah, okay, right.
Well, that's about all we can say on that.
There you go. Right.
That's about all we can say.
You're a good spokesman for the stupid, though.
You can't say that name. You better get right to that lawn. That lawn needs a good flipping.
I'm no skinny wetback, you know. Come on.
Oh, you're bigot, too.
You're no wetback.
You're a bigot, too. That's one.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fake. You're the one that says you got Julio cutting your lawn and up on your ass.
You seem to, for somebody who doesn't like our show, you seem to listen a lot.
There's nothing else on.
Well, what do you mean there's nothing else on? Well, you're calling from D.C. There's 50 radio stations.
You got 50 radio stations to choose from. So your point is there's nothing else worth...
I'm saying your humor does not survive up in New York.
Are you saying that there's nothing you would rather listen to? You know what?
This guy's so stupid. Even when this guy gives us a compliment, he can't get it out without cussing. God, what a dickhead.
So that's that.
Truly what a dickhead. Jesus Christ. You know what? Those calls will stop when school is back in session.
Probably.
As soon as you see the school buses, that's when we'll stop getting those calls.
Amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Steve calling from Arlington. How you guys doing?
Hey, Steve, okay.
Hey, I just wanted to call to say that last caller is a total jerk-off.
Oh, please tell us something we don't know.
You know, I tell you what, one thing that we have, and I have to speak carefully here, one thing we have become aware of is a type. There's a type of individual. And you know what? There are many, many people that enjoy this show. There are many people that enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, certain you guys shows, are bomb. Nice boosh.
You know, certain shows are enjoyed by a certain type.
Gotcha. Don and Mike, hello. Yeah. Nice sell. Nice sell.
Yeah, we can't hear him.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
This is Sue calling from Philly.
Hi, Sue.
And I just wanted to talk about Atlantic City. When are you guys coming up?
Friday, August 16th, Sue.
And is it just a guy thing because it's a L.A. Las Vegas review?
No.
Quite the contrary.
No. Guys and girls.
All right. Guys, and what are you guys going to be doing?
Well, honey, I will tell you more as it gets closer, but it's really best that we don't announce it on the radio.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is stuff that gets places in trouble.
Absolutely. So we're going to kind of keep it low-key.
Oh, low-key.
Are you going to come to the show?
Oh, I'd love to.
We'll see you there.
And you're going to have ticket information, all that stuff?
Absolutely.
I just want to say something about the guy who read the news last Wednesday, that I loved him. He was great.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And the deal on tickets is there are no tickets. It's first come, first serve.
F-R-E-E.
At our Las Vegas style show. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I just want to tell that caller that just call. He could suck a fat one until he hiccup.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Donna Mike, today's the day after Thursday. Ah!
Oh, not that guy. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, this is Jeff. I just wanted to say, man, I started listening to you guys last week, and you guys are hilarious. I don't even like Kirk, Mark, and Lopez anymore.
And who's that? Oh, those are the guys in Baltimore.
They're okay.
They're on the station in Baltimore. They're okay.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Rob, it is a low-pressure system.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on? I just wanted to know if you guys are allowed to talk.
Jesus. You know what? You people are killing me today. Even you people who are trying to be helpful, you're killing me.
You know, we've got an attitude, and I'll be real honest with our listeners right here. Our attitude right now is we really, really want to move on. We want to move on, and we want to just say, F it.
We don't care.
We really, that's the only way we've determined that we're going to be able to come in here and enjoy it. We want to move on, man. We really, really
let
do.
Let it go.
So on both sides.
And we're asking our listeners.
Yeah,
amen.
Let it go.
Please. Let it go.
Yeah, we've been there. And the thing is, we appreciate it. We understand. We talk to our listeners probably more than anybody.
But let it go.
But you got to let it go.
Because all you're doing is slowing down the show. And all it's going to do is get our teeth in a bigger ringer.
And there are people probably in this company that would like to see our teeth get caught in a ringer again. And we're not going to give them that opportunity.
Okay.
You know, so please, you know, let us just move on.
Rather than get mad at people who idiots who call, you know, who are on summer break from eighth grade, or listeners who good intentioned listeners who call say stuff we can't discuss on the radio. Rather than get mad at them, let's get mad at the guy who wrote this article in the Potomac News.
Yeah,
let's try to call the author, Chris Newman.
We'll ask him why he didn't, ask us about this.
Hello,
and if he'll write a follow-up story with our point of view.
Hello, Newman.
All right, I got to do this part off the air.
Got that?
Hello, Newman. Right. And, you know, it is part our fault that this is, gone on and with certain individuals. But right now we're saying, please.
All right.
We're really ready to get
appreciate. Are you getting back to the yik and yak?
Yeah, we'd like to really put it in the rearview mirror. It makes it easier for us to do our jobs without having to worry about all the other BS that goes on around here.
Voicemail.
So you leave something for him on voicemail?
Hello, Chris. This is the Don and Mike show. I know you know who we are because you wrote about us in your column in the Potomac News.
We wish you'd asked us for our side of the story.
I also just wanted to point out here that at one point in your story about this guy, John Stevens, who's running for Congress, you write, Don and Mike claimed he published a false story on the web, and then later in the article, the guy admits to writing the story.
So
the fake story about me dying.
Yeah, so that's not a claim.
It's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And it makes it sound as though we were perhaps making it up. And obviously, Mr. Stevens would not have acknowledged that if it was a made-up story. And I'm sitting here looking at Don, and he is alive, very much alive.
But I understand, because you're an up-and-coming journalist, because, let's face it, the Potomac News is not a real newspaper. Maybe next time that you have a story, here's generally how it works. You get a story, you don't just get one person's side.
Right.
Or at the very least, you place a call to the other person so that you can say, in this case, Don and Mike attempted to call Don and Mike.
Amen.
They were unavailable for comment.
That's correct.
You just don't write a story based on what one lying douchebag tells you.
So that's our point of view, and if you're going to write anything about this in the future, we'd love to give you a comment.
Yeah, we sure would.
But make sure you you write it the right way.
Gotcha.
Which is getting both sides of the story.
Right.
And good luck there with the Potomac News.
Yes.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
Very good.
There we are. Low pressure system.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi there.
Is
yes.
Don or Mike?
Yes. You're on the air.
I have a joke for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, honey, you are only allowed to tell a joke on the air if you give us your phone number.
I already gave him my phone number.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, he returned my call.
Really? Joe, would you bring me this woman's number? Because you know the deal on the show. Unless we're doing a bit like Make Us Laugh.
All right.
If you call with a joke and we don't laugh at it, we give the number out.
Okay.
And trust me, we'd love to laugh at a joke one time.
We laughed at a couple of them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I mean,
yeah,
but we've never laughed. We've never laughed.
I drive all day long. I listen to you guys from
this is not going to be
four.
A funny joke. I would like to alert our listeners, this will not be a funny joke.
We have never laughed at a joke that has been forced on us
right.
by someone like this.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
No, I don't drink. I'm Muslim.
Would someone, you're what?
I just tell dirty jokes.
Muslim.
Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
You have the number?
Yep, I got it.
Why do blonde women have bruised belly buttons?
Why do blonde women have bruised belly buttons?
Do you know?
No.
Oh, because blonde men are dumb, too.
All right, if you'd like to have some fun this weekend, call this lady. Her name is Linda.
Incidentally, ma'am, when you tell a joke like that, and somebody
yes.
repeats the question, then it's time for the punchline. Not for you to
well,
go,
I
duh.
Know.
No, it's a bad way to tell the joke. Dumb.
Lady's phone number is area code 571 242-1294.
Right.
Again, you can call Linda here, your funny girl.
Day or night.
571-242-1294. 9-4.
Even if you hadn't thrown the did you know in there, it would still the joke wouldn't have worked.
Thank you.
I can tell you for one, but I don't know if it's appropriate for radio.
You what?
You want to try two? She has another joke. She is unfazed. All right, go ahead.
Are
give
we
us your
still on
go
the
ahead.
Air?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on. Somebody's beeping me, okay?
That
Hold
would
on.
Be somebody calling you already.
She'll be right back.
I think we've got
Hello?
A real bright one here. Somebody's beeping me.
Freezer box.
Yeah, they beep. See, and they hung up. Hello?
Cum dunt. Really?
<Yeah.
laughs> What a cum dunt.
Somebody just called and called me a bad word.
Really?
Get used to that.
Get ready for that.
No.
You understand that by giving out your phone number on the radio. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I don't think she cares too much about giving out her phone number. Spike just trying to call her. She doesn't have her voicemail set
it
up.
It doesn't bother me. I deal with people all day long. I'm a driver.
So you'll take the calls.
But I'm actually going through the parkway now, so I think I'm going to face. I have to call you from the other side, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll look forward to it.
We'll wait for that.
All right, I'll call back in a minute.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Or we'll call you back.
Oh, wow.
Prescription
That's
medication.
That's the thing that most of the people do. They call back and they complain a couple days later. Or not complain, but just say, hey, my mailbox got filled up. Well, she doesn't care. She doesn't have voicemail.
All right.
Okay,
well,
very good.
Give her a call then. Yeah, hold on. Someone's beeping me.
Someone's beeping me, duh.
Someone's beeping me.
How come the boss got a bruised belly? Do you know?
Here's a fax we just got from Kelly. Who wrote a letter to the guy at the newspaper.
Oh, good.
She sent him this message. Dear Mr. Newman, I'm appalled you didn't research your story better. Are you a friend of John Stevens? If you'd listened to the Don and Mike show, you would have heard the truth. Mr. Stevens is being sued by the Washington Post for posting the fake article on his former website. The joke was not funny, and you shouldn't be pandering to Mr. Stevens. I don't know what is more unsettling, the fact that this future public official thought posting a fake death story on the web was funny, or that you're trying to make it seem like it's okay to perpetuate a hoax. What's next for Mr. Stevens? Sexually harassing phone calls to future... God damn it.
Constituents?
I wish I wasn't so stupid. I really wish I was a smart guy.
You went to the school of hard knocks, so
not a damn.
It's not a smart guy issue.
Right. It looks like constituents to me.
It does. Constituents.
Never mind.
No, don't. Aww. Now, come on. Aww. Come on.
I ain't being dumb.
Agarn.
You're not.
I ain't being dumb.
You're not dumb.
I'm only good at being a stupid disc
You're
jockey.
You're dumb.
Yes, I am.
You're smarter not dumb. Than most people.
No. Can't speak. Am dumb.
Because you went to the school of hard knocks, you know? Yeah, you didn't get to that. That's it, you know?
Not book learned.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It ain't that you're dumb.
Nope. No, as my dad used to say, you're not dumb. You're stupid. That's me right there.
It's the low pressure system.
Yeah.
My God.
Rob, it's not working.
How come?
It's because it's this segment. It's the segment that I'd like to really take and put in the time capsule.
See what I'm doing?
This day.
I'm pressing the
button. I can't speak. I am dumb.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
That was worth it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Dumb and Mike.
I called that Newman dude about
I know,
an hour
someone,
ago.
Someone will call back with that.
Yeah,
I know.
No. What are you doing?
I brought it on myself.
Come on now. Think about your meeting this morning.
Constitutents.
Think about the meeting.
I know. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I called that Newman guy about an hour ago, right after you guys read the article.
Yeah?
And he answered.
Ooh. And what did he say?
I said, you listened on a mic, and he's like, yeah. I said, you going to call and defend yourself? And he said, I'm not sure yet. He said that he didn't want to interview you guys on the air. And I said, you won't be interviewing. Why don't you just call and defend yourself if you have a leg to stand on? And he just sounded really nervous, like he was scared.
Well, it's not a question of defending. We just told him, next time you write a story about us, and when it's a, you know, point of one person's point of view, you know, we're here. So call us at the station.
Get both points.
That's all we were saying to the guy.
Exactly. He's sitting right at his desk.
It's not him.
I guarantee
you. We don't have a bone to pick with him outside of that story. We got a bone to pick with the other guy.
Talk to all the constituents. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100? Because it's Bernie Coppell.
That's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, don't get down on yourself, man.
Sir, may I tell you something?
Hello?
I kid.
Right.
I kid.
Right. We're dumb at one time.
Sir. Okay, now you're going to get me mad.
Don't get mad.
No. Now you're going to get me mad.
Don't get mad.
My grandfather is the dumbest man I know, but God knows that he dropped out of high school, for Christ's sake.
Listen, dummy, I guarantee I'm smarter than you. I'm really a very smart man. I was making a joke.
Mm-hmm.
There are some words that I read, and I don't know what they are, and I was kidding about it. But really, I'm much smarter than you, and quite often... I dumb myself down to come on the radio.
You're smarter than most of our constituents. That's a joke.
Yes, it is.
Don't laugh like that, bud.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not idiot, gentlemen.
Come on, man.
Jesus.
Pardon me?
What time did this segment start?
Pardon me?
Where did it go? What happened today?
You want to take an IQ test?
Sure.
Me against you?
Sure.
How about a spelling bee?
Yeah, a spelling bee.
Whatever you want.
A spelling bee. You want to do a spelling?
I'm not going to say I'm smarter, but...
Do you want to do a spelling bee? Hey, you, mouth man.
Do a spelling bee.
Do you want to do a spelling bee?
Because I just said I'm dumb, but I'm making a joke, but you're like calling up like all serious because your grandfather was dumb.
Sure, I'll take a spelling bee.
All right, Buzz, what's the word?
Let's start with hepatitis.
H-E-P-A-T-I-T-I-S.
Correct. Now give this guy the next word.
Okay, let's jump to... Jesus Christ, it's a dictionary.
Well,
pick a word.
Make
a decision.
There are a lot of words in here. A lot of them are very easy.
All right.
I'm trying to find one that's somewhat challenging.
Damn it.
Unbelievable.
Slow. S-L-O-W.
Right. Senile. S-E-N-I-L-E.
Right.
R-A-G-H-T.
Pectoral. Spell pectoral. Pectoral? Yeah.
P-E-C-T-O-R-A-L.
Correct.
All right, to me.
All right, the next word will be supplement.
Hold on. S-U-P-P-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Correct. Okay, the next word will be dudgeon.
One more time?
Dudgeon.
Dungeon?
Dudgeon.
Dudgeon. Could you give me a, like a meaning?
You want me to spell it for you?
No,
it's a state of indignation.
Excuse me, the buzzer must be hit, technically. That's a victory.
You don't know.
Oh, that's so fair. In a real study, you get to ask the definition.
No, Don didn't.
Okay, the next word, claustrophobia.
Right.
C-L-A-U-S-T-R-O-P-H-I-B-I-A?
O-B-I-A.
Ah. All right, give him one.
Okay, next word will be, oh man, a lot of these are so easy, masticate.
Woo! M-A-S.
Yes?
T-I-C-A-T-E.
That's correct.
That's totally phonetic.
Yeah, the next word, telemetry.
T-E-L-E-M-E-T-R-Y.
Perfect, yes. Next word. Discourtesy.
D-I-S-C-O-U-R-T.
Correct.
God, you're slow, though. Not you, Buzz. You're slow, but this guy's slow.
Aw.
Slow answering.
Offensive.
Buzz?
The next word...
I can't believe I'm in a spelling bee.
The slowest goddamn moving spelling bee I have ever heard in my life. Hold on. To get mad at
Rob,
you, Buzz, but
Rob,
Jesus
Rob,
Christ.
Give Buzz the...
Ramshackle.
You've got a dictionary in front of you.
I do. Most of the words are too easy.
I know.
R-A-M-S-H-A-C-K-L-E.
That's correct.
All right, give the guy one more.
The next word, reproachment.
R-E-P-R-O-A-C-H-M-E-N-T.
Wrong. It's R-A-P. You said R-E-P.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
Ah. Ah. When's it over? When do we declare a winner?
I think I beat you.
I think
not. I lay down my hat.
Thanks. Bye, moron. Bye, retard.
Very strong.
Bye, stupid idiot.
We were all feeling sorry for you for a second there. Now you've completely eradicated that. Things are right back on track.
Dumbass.
Very good.
Loser.
Okay.
Short bus.
Schlemiel. Schlemazel.
Austin and Pepper Incorporated. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello? On air?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only one button you guys got to play for that guy that just lost. He's a goddamn genius. That's all. Just play.
You're a goddamn genius.
Yeah, goddamn genius. That's what he is. This guy's a moron. You guys are
wrong. You're a goddamn genius.
Victor.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, one more. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
H-E-L-L-O.
No, I don't think that's right.
D-U-M-M-Y.
No, somebody that's not going to talk.
M-O-R-O-N.
Very good.
I-D-I-O-T.
L-P-S. Low pressure system.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, is this Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't he play that soundbite that he played when you read the news the other day?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
What?
All right.
What?
I said, oh, boy.
What?
All right.
What?
Can't hear me?
I don't know. What?
What?
You want a sandwich?
Nah, I don't want a sandwich.
Okay. Thanks for calling, dude.
All right.
What?
And that's how it goes quite often. That is how it goes quite often.
Hello, Don and Mike.
ASSPLAY.
Ass play.
Ooh, yes.
Ass play.
It's the weekend. Time for
ass play.
Ass play. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
New rule, only Tom Gavin can do spelling bees on the air.
All right, I'll put you there.
You know what? I agree with you.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, then.
Yeah, this is what Grandpa would say. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, then.
I'll meet you at the stationery store. I was interested in this stamp, this lovely collectible stamp, and I was interested in your vagina at the stationery store.
Don and Mike.
I'm going to stump Buzz.
You want to? What do you want to do to him?
I want to stump him.
Stump Buzz.
Stump him.
Yes.
All right.
Vigorously.
Who doesn't want to?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Allen Iverson just entered a guilty plea in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he on the spot resorted to community service.
Okay.
Well, that would be scooping Buzz, not stumping him.
He on the spot resorted to community service. Explain that. Did you hang up?
Hello.
Of course he did.
Explain that sentence to me.
Hello.
He's gone.
What is happening?
What is happening?
Hello.
Low. Fresh.
Hello. Got to be it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And we can't play golf today because it's raining.
No.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, we can't. It's raining. Mike was talking to me.
I love Joe Ardinger.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Wow.
What?
Listen, I know this is a train wreck. Rob, I need the train wreck.
I love Joe Ardinger.
I don't know.
A lot of times these are my favorite segments.
I understand. The freeform, wild,
really do.
I want to spank Joe Ardinger.
You what?
I want to spank Joe Ardinger.
You want to spank Joe?
Okay, all right.
I have aluminum foil on
me. Oh, my God.
What happened?
I don't know what he said.
Goodbye. All right, that'll do it for this segment. We'll be right back. B-A-C-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do? Oh,
my God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Come on!
No.
Why won't this wig come off?
Yeah, hold on.
No, my mother! Oh,
I'm sorry, Basil. I thought she was a man.
Damn it, man! You're talking about my mother.
Well, you have to admit she is rather mannish. Well, no offense, but if that is a woman, it does look like she was beaten with an ugly stick.
The Don and Mike Show. They broadcast the wrong time, dear. Don and Mike dear.
Hey, I want to take a second out to thank everybody at the Palm Restaurant for taking care of Meat Ted's penis the other night.
Yeah, and Jen.
I thought I was going to have to pay for their dinner, and it turned out Jeff Phillips from the Palm called, and the good people at the Palm Restaurant comped the dinner for the addition of Meat Ted's penis.
Great restaurant. Go there and enjoy.
So we want to thank them. We'll be in Philly next week. Some of the things we'll be doing next week include Match Game.
All right.
Yay.
Nude Feud.
I like nudity.
And first time ever. How many people are in this studio? That's a new game we're going to be playing on the show next week in Philadelphia.
How many people are in this studio?
How many people are in this studio?
Oh, you let Joe Ardinger play?
No. No, we are not. Oh, now we're ready for a Friday favorite. I smell him. You know, you would think that it's the Austin Powers movie. Now we get Austin Powers.
You'd hope.
We've had Dr. Evil on the show. But as it turns out, we request someone from the new Austin Powers movie. Right. Oh, we get Fat Bastard.
Get in my belly!
Hey, F.B.
Ooh, hey, wee man, how are ye? It looks gray outside, but it looks brown in my jammies. I'm wearing my jammies right now. How are ye?
Of course, everybody is. Fat Bastard.
Ooh, I can't see my willy. That's right, it's been so long, it's declared legally deed. How are you?
How's your brother Rat? Your brother sick?
The Rat Bastard families are doing well. I'll tell you right now, sheep's had a bad year with the Dirk Markin.
Cheap bastard.
She's having a real time, but I'll tell you, I got a new one.
Who's that?
Managerial.
Managerial bastards.
That's right. They're all doing fine. Ooh, I'm so hungry. And I got a crap that can choke a donkey.
Smells like crap in here.
Oh, yeah. I got a turtle head poking out. Oh. You got any chicken?
Now, are you in the new Austin Powers movie?
Aye! Of course I'm a great villain! I'm the kind of villain that moves the whole movie! I like being in the movie Gold Member. It has nothing on me, FB. Ooh, the chicks dig me.
Fat bastard.
Ooh, they do. Something about the way I dance.